Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Steve Crampton. He's an attorney, a civil rights for Christians, a constitutional attorney, if you will, for Thomas More Society. And recently, there's a fascinating story. Here we are in this coronavirus crisis. Some abortion clinics are still doing abortions despite the crisis. And there were some Christians in North Carolina that were peacefully praying outside of one of these abortion clinics during this time, this coronavirus crisis. And apparently these peaceful Christians were protested. And this was in North Carolina, not in New York City or something like that. Steve Crampton is joining us right now from the Thomas More Society to tell us about this case. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
And I'm surprised that this story comes out of the Bible Belt, you know, as opposed to, you know, New York City or California or,
right,
you know, that kind of story.
Right. In fact, our information is that North Carolina has been among the most aggressive in their law enforcement responses to peaceful pro-life activity that otherwise complies with all the health requirements, such as maintaining a distance of 6 feet apart from one another.
That's because of COVID-19. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. All of those things that are in virtually every stay-home order that we've reviewed, and we've reviewed dozens and dozens from coast to coast now.
Well, you have a soundbite that says this, or it's a quote, prayer is still legal during this pandemic.
Yes, and one begins to question that in light of the actions of the Greensboro Police Department. At least as they interpret it, prayer outside of an abortion clinic is at least questionable. And in fact, they had arrested some folks that came after our people. Our people were sent home under threat of arrest and complied with that order. But of course, we then followed up immediately with a federal lawsuit, and we expect a hearing within the next week or so.
Wow.
To address our constitutional claims in that context.
Okay, so what happened in Greensboro, North Carolina, April 2, 2020, related to abortion?
Well, our clients were sent home on Saturday, March the 28th.
Oh, okay.
And then what happened was, as I say, some other individuals showed up just after our clients had left, and they were actually arrested, handcuffed, taken down to the station, and booked, trying to do the same thing. They returned again on Monday, March 31. They were arrested again, with in addition to some others. Then just this past Saturday...
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If you're arresting somebody, you are going to be closer than 6 feet to them. You'll be breathing their air. They'll be breathing your air. No, I'm serious. If these,
you're right,
if these peaceful protesters were, you know, explicitly staying 6 feet apart from each other, then, you know, it's almost like the police are violating the regulations.
Jerry, actually, I mean, that is a very good point there. And look, not only do the police routinely violate that 6 foot rule, but these stay home orders, I'm looking particularly at the ones in North Carolina, but virtually everyone that we've looked at are chock full of all kinds of exceptions. The statewide stay home order that North Carolina issued, in fact, contains an explicit provision for businesses that think they ought to be granted an exception. They can come and apply, and certain administrative officials will consider that and perhaps grant them the exception too. So it is a patchwork sort of system that they have imposed that, of course, shuts down every mom-and-pop business in the state. And as if you ask those mom-and-pops whether their business is essential, it certainly is essential for their own survival.
Yeah.
So it's really a terrible cost socially and economically. And I think we stand on the precipice, really, of an unprecedented power grab by eager and aggressive officials,
yeah,
seeking to do just what the folks in Greensboro are doing, namely shut down an unpopular message that they disagree with.
Why are abortions even taking place during this crisis?
goodness, isn't that the question? As you, I'm sure, are aware, several states have, in fact, attempted to shut them down because the general statistics show that some 98% of abortions are elective. They're not medically necessary. And that number may even be deceptively large, the 2% that is. But then there are states like North Carolina and the Guilford County order that controls Greensboro that explicitly says reproductive health care providers are essential. That is a political decision, not a medical one. They are certainly not essential in elective abortions. And so where you have dentists and doctors performing otherwise not essential surgeries, elective procedures, they're shut down. Yeah. But abortion operators are allowed to continue. That is discriminatory. That is a violation of equal protection. And it is a disgrace to those that really care about preserving and protecting health.
So if you have a toothache during this time, good luck with that. But if you want an abortion, that's fine in Greensboro, North Carolina. Tell us about the Thomas More Society lawsuit. And it's interesting when you think about it. I mean, these are incredible times that we're living in, Steve, where,
yeah,
you know, I mean, even just to do this radio interview, I had to come in specifically to where the studio is and so forth, as opposed to, you know, staying at home, which I normally am during this
right.
time of crisis, by order and working from home.
Yes, they really are extraordinary times, and even handling the lawsuit, you know, we may end up doing a telephonic hearing instead of appearing in person and
wow.
this kind of thing. But look, the guts of the lawsuit are pretty simple. Again, the Guilford County stay-home order, like virtually every other one, makes exceptions for the rule that says you have to stay home, where, for example, you engage in what's called essential activity. And then they have examples of essential activities. Well, one of the essential activities is outdoor activity. They want us to remain healthy and get outdoors and go walking, jogging, biking, even golfing. So what our people have done is take advantage of that encouragement to get out of doors. They go out of doors. They walk in the vicinity of the abortion clinic, and they happen to pray while they're walking. That is a protected essential activity under the very language of their orders. And yet they come and swoop in and threaten our people with arrest, presumably because they're not just walking. They're walking and praying and doing so in the vicinity of an abortion clinic.
Huh. They're not blocking anybody from getting in. They're not doing any of those kinds of old tactics like that, right?
Right. By no means. These are peaceful, unobtrusive, non-confrontational, very gentle pro-life advocates. They just want to walk and pray.
Wow. And so how do you think this will come out? I mean, it seems to me almost like a no-brainer that, you know, you have the right to pray as long as you're not blocking yes. somebody else from doing something else.
Right.
You
know. Right. Yes. Well, obviously, we're very hopeful that it will come out the right way, and it will establish a precedent that we can cite all over the country for others seeking to come back out and stand for life. I mean, here's the discrepancy that we're left with. If these guys can get away with that, they have, by arbitrary decree, established the right of abortion clinics to remain open. And by the way, they're doing extra business now, I guess, driving in from other states where clinics are not open, and at the same time trying to prohibit a pro-life presence from being out there, basically to give the folks heading in some inkling of an alternative choice. It's just outrageous what we're left with.
So presumably Mayor Nancy Vaughn of Greensboro, North Carolina, is a big advocate of abortion, and it's almost like, well, you can't pray, you know, on my watch, you know, in front of these clinics.
And here's the other thing, Jerry. I appreciate you mentioning that because there's a context here, as is so often the case. Greensboro happens to be the site where the church body has risen up perhaps like no other place in America, in responding to the crisis, if you will, of these continued slaughters in the abortion clinics, and have come out again peacefully. There haven't been arrests, there haven't been blockades, there hasn't been any violence, and had a presence out there for some months prior to this, and increasing, churning, if you will. And I think the city government has been hand-wringing in how to deal with that situation and basically favor the abortion clinic. Well, here comes the emergency. What a convenient opportunity to impose a ban on all pro-life presence.
I see. I see. Now, the people that were arrested, they were arrested on a Saturday, then they returned on a Monday. So presumably they didn't spend too much time in jail. Do you know anything further about that?
Yeah, I mean, they've been just booked and processed. You know, it's still a terrible procedure, takes hours, and then, of course, you've got to face criminal charges in state court and so forth. And then, by the way, even this last Saturday, April the 5th or 4th, there were more arrests at a clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we also have clients. So there is this increasing aggressiveness, I think, by law enforcement that's really disturbing. And so, again, we need to get this matter before the federal courts, get a firm decision, and hopefully sort things out for folks all over.
Sure. And again, the idea that in the arrest itself, the people will be exposed to each other, that is, the police officer is then exposed to the person he's arresting, and then they go to, you know, the booking process, and there's the person doing the finger prints, and then there's the person taking the photograph, and maybe some of these people will be in exposure to each other. In some cases, I'm sure they're going to not be just 6 feet apart. So it does seem, you know, like a crazy, crazy way to just basically say, hey, we're doing abortions here. Don't you come here and pray. And it seems like that would be constitutional activity anyway, right? The 40 days for life type stuff in front of an abortion clinic.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, by the way, you mentioned the difficulties and health risks of booking someone. Remember, too, that even the Department of Justice is releasing federal, sometimes pretty hardcore criminals out of the prison system, you know, because of the health concerns, and yet they want to book and
crazy
incarcerate peaceful pro-lifers. It makes no sense at all.
All right, people can follow your work at thomasmooresociety.org. Any last thought for us, Steve Crampton, on these you know, abortion cases out of North Carolina?
Yeah, Jerry, I think we need to keep in mind in the bigger picture, constitutional rights aren't easily attained, and they should not be easily overridden. Ultimately, the rights come from God, not from government. And the cost of freedom is eternal vigilance. We need to take a stand at times like this.
Steve Crampton, again, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, bye-bye now.